This next story is about a television network that wants to expand into the United States. RT, Russia Today, would like a bigger footprint here, but I'm actually talking about the Aboriginal People's Television Network. APTN's been telling stories about Native Canadians for nearly 20 years, and now it's set its sights on the U.S. market. Here's Anita Elash with what Americans might expect to see.
One of the most popular programs on APTN is a variety show set in a fictional speakeasy called The Guilt-Free Zone. The entertainers are Indigenous Canadians, and for non-Native viewers, the acts can be a big surprise.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Lulu La Duchesse Derriere.
The featured entertainer in this episode is a Mohawk burlesque dancer from Quebec. She's provocative and stunningly beautiful as she peels off a form-fitting turquoise evening gown right down to a sparkly bikini. In another episode, comedians spend most of their time making Indian jokes. It's a send-up of the award ceremonies for Aboriginal entertainers that are broadcast every year on mainstream Canadian TV.
Nomination for Best Hip-Hop Album goes to the group Angry Angry Indians for their single, Homie Gave Me Smallpox.
Best Country nomination goes to...
Laura J. Milliken produces The Guilt-Free Zone. She's Ojibwe, and as a kid growing up in Toronto, she devoured popular TV shows and movies. She says they brought her family together, but they also left her with a distorted view of Indigenous culture. She rarely saw Native characters, and when she did, she says they were negative portrayals.
I saw very poor people, very drunk, alcohol and booze addled, addicted people who didn't do much but sponge off the system, which is what, unfortunately, is what I think a lot of people think of us. And, you know, I was made to feel ashamed of who I was.
A group of Aboriginal business people set up APTN to broadcast shows made with a Native point of view. It's the world's first national broadcaster dedicated to Indigenous programming. CEO Jean LaRose describes it as the only true reflection of Indigenous people in Canada.
The only way we can tell our stories properly is for us to tell them. That's our reality. It's our lens, it's our view, and we're not trying to sort of make it look better or change it or try to sort of adapt it to another audience, because we are truly a reflection of ourselves.
The network doesn't release audience numbers, so it's not known how many non-Native Canadians watch, but the number of programs has increased over the years. This past season, APTN premiered more than 100 original shows, produced almost entirely by Indigenous Canadians. There are dramas and documentaries, an investigative reporting team, and even a cooking show. Many of the shows address the hard issues facing Canada's Indigenous population. Sometimes that involves drunks and drug addicts. The crime drama Blackstone explores issues like alcoholism and drug abuse on Native reserves. In this scene, an Indigenous teenager is snorting cocaine with her girlfriends and getting ready to go on her first job as a prostitute.
You want another one?
I'm good.
All right.
A couple of things. Never use the word trick, John, or client. We call them dates.
Guys like it.
Programs like Blackstone are controversial in Indigenous communities, but LaRose says they're essential because they put problems in a historical perspective and show how people are addressing them. Producer Laura J. Milliken says all the network's shows are relevant because they give Aboriginal communities a voice.
It's become a part of our culture, which I also think is really beautiful, that we almost have our own gathering place in the broadcast world now. That makes us feel like we actually have a voice, that makes us feel like we're actually being heard. For us, it's given us a home to express, and I think that's an amazing thing.
It's that voice that Jean LaRose hopes to bring to U.S. audiences. He's negotiating a deal with a U.S. distributor for a new channel called the All Nations Network. If he succeeds, the channel could start broadcasting later this year. LaRose says that at first it would show the same programs as in Canada. His goal is to build an Aboriginal broadcasting industry south of the border and to produce shows specifically for the U.S. For the World, Anita Elash, Toronto.